Previously on Star Snakes.
Last time, you recall that you were led under armed guard to a waiting room nestled deep in the heart of the Iterati starport. A receptionist opened a bay of double doors, and a face familiar to Wade and Jex appeared. Garen Stone. When I read about the crew manifest sent through by the Flamerian Highport security, I'd wondered whether it was the actual Wade Murphy. I knew all too well. And to find Jex there as well, this is a welcome surprise. There's a scout base located on the 10th planet of the Iterati system, Iterati 10. They need you to go there and figure something out for them. Guys, get to the space around Iterati 10. You see on the ship's sensors whereabouts the scout base is on the planet. In this sort of hallway facing south, there looks to be quite a lot of blood marks.
Come out, kind of drop my guard, but come out kind of more in a peaceful manner.
Uh-huh.
Or just, like, gun it down.
But yeah, all right.
What's that T-shaped thing? Is that like a wall?
It's sort of just a corridor divider, yeah.
Like a partition,
yeah. Sort of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll take out my. All right, I'll create a distraction. I kind of just turn the Jaxa. Mm-hmm. I'll create like a quick distraction, kind of get it to turn its attention away, and then we'll both move out and fire.
Doing this in, like, sign language, like...
Well, I would just, like, hush voice, kind of, just whisper.
Yeah.
Really low whisper, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll take my canteen.
Okay.
And I will throw it out into just that corridor area.
Towards where the shots were coming from?
Not kind of, like, just down south. Like, down the hallway,
sure.
Kind of.
Yep.
But sort of in the middle, so it lands...
All right, you throw your container into the sort of the middle of the corridor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And as it hits the floor,
yep.
I'll just round the corner, still kind of keeping cover still.
Mm-hmm.
And do I see anything like as I look?
You see what looks to be the sort of the rough sort of side of a drone who's sort of rested along the sort of the long corridor that leads up to the traffic control.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it kind of standing? Is it taking some
It's I guess you'd say it's the drone version of crouching. I mean, they're quite sort of small creatures anyway.
Yeah. All right. I'll take two shots.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. While this is happening, I've obviously heard the first drone shot.
Yep.
So I'm gonna head starting towards that direction.
Sure.
So 7, that's 8.
For the first attack.
For my first shot.
Yep.
First shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Second shot is a 7.
Okay. The first one goes through. The second one doesn't. So can I roll?
Yep.
Can I get damage for the first attack?
Damage. That is 8, 9, 10, 11, plus 3,
14. Wow, for one shot. It's not bad.
Yeah.
3D
plus 3, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it does have some sort of armor to it that, you know, sort of takes a little bit of the damage.
Yep.
But you do deal still quite a decent chunk out of it. Okay. Mm. You can see that it's sort of wounded in a way. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now I think Jaxa.
Would the drone be kind of like distracted?
Well, it's a little distracted. Yeah, it was just shot. Yep.
All right. Well, I'll probably take a shot as well with my laser pistol.
Now, you are sort of both around the same corner, so it'd be a bit tight. But you can still try to make the shot. Just be a bit tricky.
One thing I keep forgetting is spending the minor action to aim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does help.
Yeah, plus one to your dice modifier. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. So, would I get like disadvantage or something?
Because you're trying to shoot both from the same sort of location, but because you're both still in quite large vac suits, it'd just be a bit difficult to shoot if you're both in the same spot. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I try to dash towards the partition and hide behind that,
You could definitely try to move. Yep, but you just may be open to sort of a shot, potentially.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fuck it. Let's do it. All right.
Sure.
I'm gonna run.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you move your. So you just sort of use your turn to run.
Yep.
Now, as you're running, you do see the basics of a sort of a shot drone, just a drone that's sort of got black beady eyes that sort of you can see that he's sort of trying to patch up where he was shot, and he sort of looks at you with his black beady eyes as you move to cover. Let me see, you can
fire your pistol while jumping through the air.
I wish I could, but that probably require an athletics check.
Potentially, yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool though. I wish.
Okay.
Hot fuzz memories.
Now you can still shoot because that was moving was just a minor action, so you can still attempt to take a shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that. So what do I roll to begin with? I've never done.
Really?
How's it work?
It's a gun combat check. So you use your gun combat skill plus dexterity.
Yep.
And you want to get at least an 8.
8 plus.
Yeah. I got a 9.
Yeah. All right, that hits. Then you just need to roll damage for that as well.
Yeah. So 3D.
Mm-hmm. Is there any minuses or pluses or just 3D?
No, just 3D. So that's 5 damage.
Sure.
So is there only one drone or is there two of them?
You can only see one from where you are.
Oh, right. Yeah, cool. Yep.
All right, that is actually enough to knock the drone down.
Yay.
As far as you can tell.
Okay.
But you can see that he seems to sort of slump along the back wall.
Is the same caught up with us now?
Yes.
I was going to say, I think I probably would have caught up by now.
You are just behind Alice. Mm-hmm.
What do I see?
You see quite a few older dead bodies that have been there for a few weeks, as well as another drawing body towards the eastern side of the base that's sort of slumped along a wall. It doesn't look to be dead, it just looks to be severely injured.
Ooh. All right, I'm going to wait and not run out in front just in case I do some dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just going to pass over just to catch my breath.
Okay, no worries.
So, all right. Would it be the drone's turn or...?
You knocked it down. It's unconscious.
It's unconscious, mm-hmm. Okay. I'll move over to it and kind of kick its auto pistol away.
Yeah, no worries. Now, as you get a bit closer, this is just Wade. You feel another one of those sort of mental sort of urges. I'd say, would Wade have had much psionic experience? Like, I know not himself, but would he have ever sort of met any psionics in his history?
rarely, I think, in terms of serving Imperial military. I think it was more kind of experimental using psionics in the military rather than anything else. So maybe out of my whole career, I've only met one.
And they sort of just used party tricks, maybe.
Yeah. Or like one who was actually useful military.
Yeah.
Ask, but the rest were kind of like, yeah, party trick.
Now, you suddenly feel as though the thought were your own. So this is sort of a psionic effect on you. You suddenly feel an overwhelming urge to kill. Now, not anyone else in particular, just the droid. So you suddenly filled with strong, hateful emotion towards droid.
But you're just unsure
as to where it's come from. You're just all of a sudden filled with this.
Is it strong enough to take hold of me?
You feel as though it's. I mean, the terminology with the skill basically just says that you interpret the suggestion as your own. So you sort of suddenly feel this hatred towards you.
Yeah, so it as if it's actually just definitely come from me.
In a way, like, yeah. But as a character, you don't sort of realize that. You sort of just thought enters your mind.
It manifests in my mind. Yes. Like I want to kill.
Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I point my laser at its head.
Uh-huh.
And fire a shot.
Sure. The shot goes through. Killing it instantly.
And that feeling does that
it,
thought
it,
does
it's,
persist.
It's quite persistent. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's
whoa.
Yeah. So to everyone else, it's kind of like as if I just.
Yeah, you sort of just tweaked a bit. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, was that necessary? Like, whoa. You're right.
I think it was necessary.
He's unconscious. Okay, well, he's dead. He's dead now. So no point arguing. Okay. So there's no one else in the area that we can see.
Other than the numerous sort of deceased bodies, there doesn't appear to be anyone else in this area at the moment.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's proceed to number 8.
Yeah. So as you go more towards the eastern part of the base, towards. Area 7 is actually a small elevator that that takes you up to the control tower.
Yep.
So it's quite small, but it's just enough to fit the three of you snugly inside.
Yep.
Now there's only sort of two levels, which is the ground level as well as the control tower.
And it still works?
It works fine. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you just press the button.
Yep. Hit up.
Bink. You have some sort of nonchalant elevator music.
Yeah, and then I just get myself ready, pointing at the door that's going to open.
Sure.
And the correct one, not actually like facing the wrong way, thinking that same elevator door is going
to
open.
Yeah. No, you get a bit of an idea as to which door is going to open, and you sort of prepare yourself. Now it's probably a few minutes up until it gets to the top of the control tower, and the elevator door slides open. You see what appears to be an assortment of furniture that was sort of around the room, thrown into another sort of makeshift barricade. There are a few deceased droid sort of placed around the room, and there does appear to be one standing droid sort of who sort of turns to see you, but he doesn't appear to be armed. There's sort of a gun at about arm's reach on the sort of other side of on a table. But he doesn't currently have it equipped.
Okay.
Wait, so is there chairs in front of us?
There is a bit of a barrier. Well, not directly in front of you, but it's enough that there's a bit of a partition between you and him. Or you and it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll just see if I can roll to see who goes first. Can I get an initiative roll from everyone? So that includes your dexterity. And I think strength.
Ooh.
What is it? 2d6 plus dexterity?
I think so. Let me just check the stats. Oh, actually, apparently it's dexterity or int you can choose, which is interesting. For Yeah.
Cool.
So 2d6 plus that.
So, yeah.
9.
Intellect modifier.
Mm-hmm. It's a dexterity or intellect, apparently.
Okay. I got 4.
Okay.
It's a 9 for me.
Yep.
5.
Okay.
I'm just recurring it.
Okay. All right, Jexa, you were up first.
All right, well, I'm going to aim a shot.
Sure. It'll be another 2d6 plus your gun combat plus dexterity.
Yep. That's a 5.
Plus everything, or just...
No, that's it. Yeah, so my gun combat is 0 and my dexterity is 0, so it's just a 5.
That misses. Yeah. Now, did you want to use your minor action to attempt to move at all?
No. I don't know. Unless it's something I can, like, stand behind to protect myself.
The barricade would work two ways.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll roll towards that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, no worries. Okay, you move closer towards the barricade in the room. Yeah. It then goes to the droid's turn. Now, he moves to pick up his weapon. Then he faces you, and in what appears to be another, a different, it almost feels different in a way than the other feelings that all of you have been sort of sensing, you get another sort of thought in your mind, but this one actually sort of comes to you in a language that you can comprehend. And to put it in very basic English, as far as you can determine, he pretty much just says, not threat. But you're unable to determine anything other than that from what he says to you.
So he's trying to say he's not going to harm us.
Well, that all you can understand from his message is not threat.
Not threat. Does that change my thought?
You process? Still have that suggestion in your head. It doesn't change.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So would be a saying next?
It is a saying next.
So if he's not a threat, apparently, I'm just going to... wait again.
Okay.
With my sword, with my cutlass up. I'm going to, move to the front.
So, sort of close the distance between you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to approach any further.
Okay. And then sort of just maybe take a protective stance under some cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And do anything else?
No.
No. Okay. And then Wade, it is your turn.
All right. So I just remain at the elevator.
You're currently at the elevator, yep.
Yep. And having that hate towards Droin overcome me, I point my gun at him.
Yep.
So I don't believe you. And then fire off 2 shots.
Sure. Now, how often does that gun need to be reloaded as well?
It has 25 shots.
Wow, that's not bad.
Magazine.
Uh-huh.
So I'm down to 21.
Okay. No worries. Cool. Yep.
Minor action. I'll take to aim.
Okay. So that gives you plus 1 DM.
Plus 1. Mm-hmm. Plus 1. Oh, that was double ones.
Okay.
So that won't do anything.
No.
Even with the plus 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Second shot. Oh, much better. So that's a 10. That's 11. Goes down to 10. Yep.
Okay. Damage on that one.
Damage. That is 12, 15.
Wow.
Damn.
Lethal.
Well, he definitely
told you I love this gun.
Well, you hate if you're a threat anyway.
Okay. All right, you also seriously injure this drone, but he's still standing.
Yep. That armor.
Mm-hmm. Now this goes back to Chexa.
All right. I'm going to have my pistol raised, but I'm going to walk around the side. But like, I'm ready and aimed at him, but I'm going to ask. Like, I don't know, try to figure out if he's been honest, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. And then it goes back to his turn. He actually, seeing the actions of at least two of you, he does sort of try to place the gun back down on the table that he picked it up from and attempts to take a few steps back. He sends another thought out, to you. Again, it's really rough English. So obviously, you know, this alien really just doesn't understand the sort of the language that you speak. But he says, so there's something similar to big danger. That's sort of the only other thought that you sort of comprehend. All right, it then moves back to Sangster.
I'm gonna walk up to it and secure it, I suppose. I'm assuming I still have duct tape.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you always have the duct tape, but okay.
Endless.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to tie it up.
Okay. I mean, he sort of struggles at first to understand what you're doing. But what, do you sort of lead him to a chair and then sort of sit him down?
Yep.
Okay. Now, I guess in terms of this as well, Wade, you do still have that quite strong suggestion in your mind. What sort of actions do you take, even though these guys are doing sort of this?
I move forward and essentially say to Asang, out of the way.
Well, hey now. Hey now.
Don't bother with it.
Now, come on, Wade. He said he's not a threat. And he might be able to tell us where the danger is. Like,
we need some information.
I believe he's lying.
Let's ask him some questions first.
Even if that's the case, we should ask him questions, yes.
You see that the drawing is very basically understandingly sort of just trying to nod his head. Just
please don't kill me.
Can I? Do I get convinced enough by everyone's actions to sort of question him first? I hold myself back enough to?
Yeah, it's a strong urge, but obviously it's not forcing you to do anything. It's just a feeling that you have at the moment. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. I lower my gun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be happy with the decision, but just accept it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you're currently sitting in the room with the drawing sitting on a small chair.
Can we get a map of the base and get him to point where the danger is? Maybe.
That's a good idea. We should do that.
Sure.
Since we can't communicate very well, point us
on one of the far walls. I suppose you could say that he. Sort of as you pick it up and point it to him, he attempts to show you sort of excuse me, I'm losing my voice. He attempts to show you where the danger is. Let me just grab that for you guys. Now he points to if you look in the map, number 3, which is a sort of a med bay, which is towards the eastern part the western part of the map where you are around the base.
Okay.
Danger there.
Mm-hmm.
Can I try ask him some questions, like what the danger might be, if it's human or drawing or something like that?
Yeah. Well, what sort of? I mean, how do you want to phrase the question? I guess.
What's the danger?
He, again, it's very rough English that's sort of interpreted in your minds.
Human drawing.
Yeah, he just says alien.
Oh.
So he doesn't specifically say human or drawing.
How many aliens would you say there are?
You feel a number pop into your head, which is two.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is this occurring to all of us?
It's sort of a thought that's been received in all of you, yeah.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
And do you know how many other people are in the space?
You get another message, which is just all dead.
So it's just you and these two aliens?
He's sort of phrasing it that his sort of crew, the drawing, are dead. He's not sure of who else is alive. He can, you sort of get the idea that he can sense these other two aliens. He sort of sends another message, which is, they use mind, but that's all you can sort of understand from what it says.
Okay.
So they could potentially be another type of alien that uses some sort of psionic abilities.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
All right. I guess we'll have to head to the medbay then.
Yes.
Yeah. I thank the drawing guy. Can I, like, heal him or something?
I mean, you could attempt to if you've got any medical supplies that you brought with you, which you may have.
I have a med kit.
Yeah, you could attempt to do a roll to sort of assist him if you like.
Yep.
I'll just take a medic check if you've got it.
Yep. So that's a 7 plus 1, 8.
Sure. All right, you do enough sort of patchwork to prevent any further bleeding that he may have experienced. So he's sort of in a stable condition, but he's still quite hurt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Sure.
Yes.
I get up quite aggressively towards the drawing.
Yeah.
See if the guys want to do anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I, like, brace you? Like, don't. Like,
just leave it. Leave it.
Don't think about it. Leave him. Let's go. And I kind of, like, push you towards the door, like, the elevator.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll follow through.
Sure. All right. It takes you another few moments to get down the bottom of the elevator. You hear another sort of nice chime as you go down the elevator. Yeah, exactly. As the doors approach, you sort of come out into the main corridor of the main scare base.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So where are we headed exactly?
You're pretty much headed west.
We could pass through those corridors, like wedged between the dormitories, towards that area where the twos are.
Yep. Okay.
Because we have to go for two, I think, to get to the med bay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll head there.
Sounds fun to me.
Sure. Yeah. As you open the first door, you do see that there are a few more sort of deceased bodies, obviously been there for a while. You do sort of have to step over them somewhat to actually get there. And then as you go through the second door, you enter what appears to be sort of a larger area. Which is sort of, as you can sort of see on the map, it's sort of the sort of western bit that leads into the two rooms. It sort of just looks to be sort of a staging area. There's still quite a lot of equipment thrown around, and that's sort of as far as you can sort of see from there. Now you'll have to enter into those rooms to actually get access to number three.
Yeah, well, I guess we go to the top number two.
Sure.
Yep.
Makes sense. All right. I'm going to have my pistol raised just in case.
I'm going to head to the south door and just peer into the bottom room two just to check to see if anything's going on down there.
Sure. Yep. As you look through the south door, you open the door slightly and you see, similar to the first human that you saw, you see another human that looks to be, although this one is sort of crashed onto the desk in front of him because it's sort of almost like a laboratory.
Yep.
He's got quite a pale face and has sort of just collapsed on the desk. He doesn't appear to have heard you entering.
Yeah, what to do?
I'll keep him.
I think I'll hold off for that for now. But I'm going to sit on the... I'm just going to keep an eye on that door. As we progress.
Sure.
So I close it again.
Okay. Very, just quietly.
Very quietly.
And I sort of turn back and go, anything?
Another guy, but he's out cold, it seems.
All right.
Now, as you open the northern door to one of those two rooms, as soon as you open the door, you see the room appears to be filled with pink and purple, almost like a goo substance that's sort of sprayed throughout the room, which definitely looks sort of extraterrestrial in nature. This is definitely something that not even a lot of the main alien species sort of use in any capacity. So this is something really quite foreign to what you guys have normally seen before.
My gosh.
Can I biology check when...
You can, you can definitely attempt it, yep.
It's the goo from Ghostbusters.
it looks similar. It looks similar in design.
So let's see. That's a 7 plus a 3, 10 plus intellect or education?
Probably intellect, because education, you haven't really seen this before, so I don't think education would count.
That's an 11.
Yeah, no worries. Even just looking at the a few of the samples in the room, it looks as though this is some sort of, I guess you'd call it some sort of natural excretion from some sort of alien. But it's something that even in your sort of medical biological history, you haven't really sort of encountered before.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like notion not to touch it. Like, let's just like creep through and not touch it. I don't know. It's kind of gross. So there's no one in this room at all. It's just pink.
It's just filled. It's got standard scientific equipment, but it's pretty much all throughout the tables and all along the floor is just this sort of pink excretion goo.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Now, as you near closer to the third room, again you get another strong feeling, and this is in everyone's minds, just of dread. Now I've just got to make a check just to see. Let's have a look. Ooh, it's gonna be a hard check. Okay, that fails. All right, you feel as though something did attempt to attack your minds, but it appears to have failed. So you feel sort of almost like a slight headache just in each of your minds. But nothing further than that as you sort of approach the door.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to slowly open the door.
Sure. I mean, it's sort of like one of those future doors where it just goes...
Oh. Well, I try to, and it goes...
Yeah, pretty much. Now, as you open the door, you see sort of nedged into the far walls, sort of along two walls, sort of on either corner, surrounded by some of this pink goo, is this sort of alien that you haven't really ever seen before. For most of you, because I suppose you aren't really local to this region, it's a very odd looking alien that looks similar to, if I can copy this. This works for me. Oh, That's too large, the image. Hold on one second. Oh. Sorry, I've got to decrease the image size on it.
JPEG. Shit.
I'm going to have to JPEG it for sure. I'll just call it Alien.
Do I look like I know what a JPEG is? I don't want to get a goddamn picture.
Okay, let's look. There we go. That'll do it. It's processed.
Oh my god, that's ugly.
Yeah, it looks something similar to that, but it also appears to have some sort of like natural armor similar to this sort of like a natural carapace surrounding it. Once the door opens, they their eyes is sort of the blue sort of crusts open to sort of have a black bead approaching you. And they begin to sort of almost push themselves out of this pink goo that they've been surrounded in and attempt to approach you. Now I'm just going to have to do some rolls.
How many?
There's just the two.
Two.
Mm-hmm. That's a six. Right. Just another initiative roll for everyone, please. So it's either dex or int.
I got a 10.
Eight. I'll roll again.
Okay.
10. Well, I'll go in between.
Okay. So is Z, Michelle, then me in terms of us three?
Yep.
It depends where they.
Yeah, they're all pretty low. No, you're right. They're all pretty low. All right. Let's see. Okay, Wade, you are up first.
Hold up my pistol. Mm-hmm. I minor action aim.
Sure.
I kind of just yell halt.
Okay. So you yell halt?
Yep.
Okay.
Do they react to that at all?
Not in any way that you can comprehend.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then I will shoot.
Okay.
Okay, that is a 5, that's a 6, 7, which goes down to a 6, so nope.
Oh, sorry.
So much for aiming.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a 10, that's 11, down to 10, yep.
Yep, all out, yep.
3D. That is, well, that's 11, 13, 11, 14. 17, actually. Yep.
What? You're still rolling so high.
A 6, a 5, and a 3.
You're killing
six,
me.
6, 5, and a 3.
Seriously. I need to stop giving you powerful weapons. Right, but they do have some quite strong natural armor, so that brings that down a little bit.
Like very expensive magazines for this.
Yeah. Okay. It is Jax's turn.
I'm gonna fire as well.
Sure.
Maybe at the different one.
The other one.
Other one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's a 7.
Is that 2D plus gun combat plus dex?
Yeah, but I haven't got any modifiers in there, so it's just plain old 7.
Yeah, no, that, sorry, that misses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It then goes to Asank.
I'm going to... How tall are they?
They are a good 2 meters, at least.
Ooh. Yikes.
How tall am I again?
Varga are quite tall, so you'd probably be maybe a little bit shorter, but similar in height.
Okay, that works for me.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make a stab with my cutlass
uh-huh.
at the closest one's eye.
you can definitely give it a shot. Are you specifically targeting the eye? Because that would
be... I'm specifically targeting
the eye. Okay, you can definitely give it a shot, but that's a harder check to make.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Okay, all right. I'm going to need at least a 12 on the roll.
Okay.
It's a 12.
Fucking hell.
You get two ones?
I got four total on the rolls and nine bonuses.
No. You do attempt, but you stagger and sort of collapse in front of one of them. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Uh-oh.
Now, the first one makes his move, and they've actually got some sort of natural type claws, I guess you'd say, that come out of their arms. One of them that's closest to Sang is going to attempt to make an attack against you.
No.
That is a hit against you.
Oh boy.
And that deals... that deals 4 damage. What do you have any natural armor or any armor?
I have no armor.
No armor. Okay, so that damage is taken out of your endurance first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts me down to 4.
Sure. Then the second one is about to make an attack, but it also sort of comes out of the wall and approaches Wade and also makes a melee attack against him.
No!
Mm-hmm. That also hits. And Jesus. Then he deals 3 damage against you. Do you have any armor in the vac suit? Let me just check.
It's 8 plus protection, isn't it?
I'm sorry, for the actual armor for it.
Yeah, I mean, my vac suit says plus 8 protection.
Wow, that's not bad. Let's have a look.
But whether I have the same kind of standard vac suit.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. Oh, actually, that is quite... No, that's quite good. I think you'd be fine. So that mitigates quite a bit of the damage. Okay, you were okay. So this now goes back to Wade.
So I took no damage?
You did not take damage from that because of your vac suit. I mean, the vac suit itself does take a bit of damage from the attack, but you yourself are okay.
Okay. What are the rules for actually shooting in melee range?
That is a good question. That is a great point.
We're so used to D&D, so...
That is true. I would say there may be a little bit of difficulty because you're trying to shoot a ranged weapon in melee. You may just have a minus modifier slightly, just meaning that you may have to make a higher check to actually pass your gun combat checks.
All right.
I'll say just instead of it being 8, you maybe have to get 10.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that is much better chance. Then, actually, I would have a melee of 1, I think.
Uh-huh. Pretty sure you do have a melee of 1, actually.
Yeah, because of the background thing with Jackson.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that's a better way to go.
Do you have a melee weapon with you?
Well, I've got the fists on.
Ah, true. That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Be right back.
I'll just get these stats. Piston fists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll swing. Take a swing.
Sure.
Piston fist. That's a 9. That's a 10. Using dexterity goes down to 9. So that hits.
Yep, that hit. That's yep. So that's 3d plus 2.
Plus 2.
Oof, that's a lot.
Ooh, okay. That's a 10, 11, 12, 14.
All right, that is enough to obliterate the first one that you shot on the first turn. So it goes down. You basically use a mechanically assisted punch to push it against the far wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does that send you flying everywhere?
I want to crush its chest.
Yeah, partially. Yeah, it does. It does quite a bit of damage. It then moves to Jexar.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot again at the
one that's still standing. Yep. Yeah, give it a shot.
Yeah, that's a 10.
That's enough.
Cool. And that is 8. Oh my god. 14 damage.
Sure. Yeah, it does have some natural armor, so that just brings it down slightly, but that's still good. All right, that shot goes through. It then goes to Asain.
So the one that hit me, how far?
That one was the one that has just been shot by Wade and is now being flung against the far wall.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get up using an action, my action, and I'm going to launch at the one that Jax has just shot.
Yes, you're gonna sort of lunge at it. Do you mean, or
like, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, physically lunge at it and knock it down, and then hold on, let me think about this. How much of their body is covered by that armor?
A good portion of it.
Aim for the brain.
The brain. Yeah, I might do that. I might aim for the brain. It'll be a little easier to hit than the eye.
A little bit. Yep.
Got a big head.
Probably still need at least a 10.
Okay. Please, please. Oh, come on!
Please, backwards.
Okay. I think the goo's making you a bit slippery. So you sort of just try to lunge at him and you just collapse and go again. You headplant again.
Wow, I'm just an embarrassment today. God damn.
Yeah, a little bit. as you sort of collapse into the goo, you're suddenly filled with a lot of emotion. It's not really put into anything. No, this is
such a failure.
Yeah. Well, it's towards nothing specifically. You're just feeling this enhanced set of emotions.
I just start weeping a little.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Thankfully, it's because of the goo. Together. Yeah.
God.
Alrighty. Now the one remaining is going to make another attack against Asang while he's in his weakened crying condition.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. All right. He's going to make another attack against you. But that actually fails, so he does not hit that one.
Just slip over as well, like, whoa!
Thankfully not. He seems to be a bit more sort of stern-footed in the goo.
Oh.
But he does let out a big screech with that large mouth that it has. Just like
I cry a little bit more.
A little bit. It then goes back to Wade.
Yeah. I aim the pistol.
Yep.
See? It's like, get away from him. And then fire two shots.
Sure.
That was a 12, nat 12.
Nice.
Like, just 6 and 6. Okay. Yep. That's so first shot, that was first shot. Mm-hmm. Second shot.
Between the eyes.
4... That's 6. That's a 7. Goes down to a 6, unfortunately.
Well, I'm pretty sure the first shot's going to be a killing shot anyway. So do you want to tell me how this goes down?
All right. So I aim sort of...
Around like, eyes?
As it's sort of crying out, like it's raw.
Yep.
Like that. I sort of shoot it in its throat.
Okay. It's got like a collapsed chin.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Nice. So you sort of aim for its sort of throat.
Yeah.
Can I'll just get the damage roll for prosperity, but
yep. That is a 5, 6, 6, 10. That's 13.
Yep, no, that's enough. All right, you shoot through its throat. It's sort of...
So kind of like while it's booming, it's, yeah, it's crying. It's kind of just interrupted midway of just like...
As this one collapses to the ground, the thought that you had in your head of this mass hatred for Droin suddenly sort of passes. It feels as though just like a great weight has sort of been lifted from your mind. So it feels as though this was being sort of applied from this creature sort of unnaturally.
Mm-hmm. Do I realize that I was manipulated?
Well, you just suddenly feel, you suddenly sort of feel normal again, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
So you're not too sure whether you've been manipulated, but you do sort of feel this sort of return to normality, I guess you'd say. So you suddenly realize that, you know, a moment ago you had this feeling and then all of a sudden you don't.
You just don't. I get up and wipe myself off of this goo.
Secretly walk away a tear, like.
Turn to be Big Varga again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is Wolfman just crying.
Yeah. I'm going to peruse the lab, the med lab.
Yeah.
See what's like around, what they're doing.
Well, everything is still covered in goo. But that's okay.
Jam.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, from what you can tell, it just seems to be sort of standard equipment. It does look like they were trying to manufacture improvised explosives, obviously to sort of to attack the droid, which had locked themselves up in the scout base, in the sort of the control tower. As you're doing this, you sort of towards the south door where Sang had searched earlier. You see, as the door opens, there's this other sort of pale-faced, wide-haired man standing in the doorway who also has really bloodshot eyes, who sort of just obviously has heard all the sort of the commotion of the gunfire and sort of just stares at you.
Sup?
Hi.
Mind you, this is why, like, you've got an Asang covered, you've got a Varga covered in goo. You guys probably have a bit of goo also covered on you anyway.
Oh man, the guy who's in duct tape under the bed's gonna be like, hey, man, what the fuck's...
Yeah, probably a little bit. Hey?
I casually go like, hey, when was the last time you had pest control in this place? Oh god.
yeah, but the man that sort of addresses you, he still looks really sort of, you know, even though he still hasn't slept in weeks, even though he's sort of just been collapsed along a console. He sort of explains that he's basically sort of just a maintenance technician, sort of worked on the scout base. Obviously, now that these aliens are dead, he doesn't feel this sort of sensation that he felt before. But for many weeks, quite a few of the members on the base started feeling all these different sort of emotions and thoughts that were sort of popping into their head. Shortly after the droid arrived, they suddenly had this sort of sudden sensation to kill the droid. At that time, the droid sort of locked themselves away in the control tower and a fight sort of ensued, which was sort of a stalemate for several weeks. Yeah.
Mind explaining how these things got on the base?
Yeah. He explains exactly that about three weeks ago, a scout ship called the Endramati was returning from a survey run, sort of more, I think it's more spinward, which is towards more towards where your destination was anyway, sort of west on the map. I'll show you guys later. But a scout survey had basically returned from one of those voyages, and none of the scout personnel actually noticed, but some aliens had smuggled on board and sort of emotionally controlled the crew members of the ship. Shortly after the crew of the Andromeda left again, the aliens had actually found their way onto the scout base, and over several days and weeks, they actually were able to enforce control over many of the scout base personnel. The main problem occurred because the drone ship crashed, and because they were also sort of psionic, it caused a bit of a kerfuffle, because the drone were actually able to pick up that there was this other alien race that was sort of using psionic abilities. So they sort of had a bit of a proxy war.
So otherwise, if the aliens hadn't been here, it might have been friendly between the humans and the drone.
Yeah, well, because the drone ship had just suffered mechanical failure due to a bad jump. So the drone ship had just crashed anyway. But because the humans on the scout base were sort of under the control of these aliens, they basically started to sort of attack them.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. I ask if there's any other people alive, like, to the guy, like...
There was only the two humans that were sort of remaining that were under the control of these aliens.
Now one.
Well, the other one's still alive.
The other one's still alive.
He's on the bed.
That's right.
He does ask you. He says, "Where's Warren, my friend?"
I'll go retrieve him, and I head off.
Sure. As you head onto that, you see a sort of squirming body under one of the beds, just sort of.
I approach and say that I mean no harm. I'm coming to release you.
Sure.
please don't retaliate.
Yeah.
Oh, and so right. I cut the tape.
No, you managed to cut him free for the most part. Yes, you untie him successfully. No, very good.
I turn to, I sort of got this feeling of pride that, you know, the first time I've actually killed something with my fists.
Oh, that's true, because you usually...
I've always been so bad.
Really bad with it, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think in my mind, I think I deserve a trophy. So I turned to Jackson and said, any experience sort of preserving heads?
Well, with my scientific abilities, I'm sure I could whip up something together.
Oh, cool. And then I sort of go down, take my tool laser out, and cut through and cut off the head, basically.
Sure. Okay. It takes you...
Lovely.
It takes you a few minutes.
I like that the tool laser, because it cauterizes
the bottom. At the same time.
So we don't get any mess. That's true. No mess.
It takes you a few minutes, but you perform a surgical decapitation. And do you have a nice head trophy?
Yes. Taking this with me, and I sort of just carry it underneath my arm.
the two sort of humans that have been left on the base sort of just look at all the mess, as well as the dead bodies. But they sort of explain that they'll have to send for an assistance call to actually get help with this.
Yeah, the Navy should be able to help out.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who sent us, after all.
Okay, so what did you guys want to sort of do now, I suppose?
We head back, I think.
I've still got armor to pick up, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
So we should head back.
Sure.
Yeah. Plus also report
our findings.
Our findings, mm-hmm, as well.
That's fair enough. But was there anything else on the base that you wanted to inspect, or any of the other ships?
Not particularly.
Fair enough. All right, well, you guys head back onto your ship. I'll take just another piloting check, if you can, for me, assuming you're emotionally under control.
I'm fine now.
Sure. Thank you. Okay.
I head to the showers.
Okay. It's been a long day.
It has been.
Plus covered in goop, so.
Doesn't help.
and I apply some taxidermy to the head that Z kind of like.
Yeah. Like I guess cut off. Whereabouts does Wade put it? Yeah. No, you're not in an emotionally well-being state to fly, I think, Kasim.
Yeah, so I'm in, like in the lab portion of the ship, I guess.
There is a little sort of lab workshop on the ship, yep.
Yeah, so I'm in there in my lab coat, kind of like, yeah, preserving it and stuff and stuffing it with like stuff.
Sure. Now, yeah, I'm going to say.
Kind of like looking at its anatomy and stuff because I'm like scientifically like curious. I'm like, ooh, cool, look at this.
Do we know what it's called, actually?
The crew members that you sort of spoke with haven't sort of encountered them before. So you're not entirely sure on what their name is.
Okay.
But well, that's my job. I'll do some research.
Keep some of its DNA.
Yeah, we've got a perfect amount of DNA. But because of Asang's unfortunate piloting role, you're unable to... the ship sort of, maybe because of the cold conditions, it just doesn't start...
I'm in the shower.
Oh, the power's still going. They're just.
Oh yeah, it's just.
We're not getting off the ground at the moment. So we'll be sitting here for a little bit, guys.
Take your time.
Yeah, if you take it, it'll take some time, but you might be able to get it going.
Sort of engineering wizardry.
Yeah.
No.
That's right.
Computers.
But you give it quite a while to get the engines to warm up, and you do actually manage to get the ship out. Obviously, because it's just such a cold planet, it just takes a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They let the windows defrost.
Oh, clearly. All right. You get the ship. The ship reaches orbit again around Iterati 10, and you head back towards the core.
Yeah,
sure.
I've showered off in the meantime after taxiderming the alien head.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing you guys also collected a few samples of goo.
Yeah, put them in little vials in a freezer thing.
Well, plenty, honestly, because he hasn't actually washed yet.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of it. I'm a dog wolf man. Like,
All right, as you guys are traveling back, you receive a communication message on the bridge just to the communication terminal. It just doesn't indicate who the communicator is. Yep.
Accept call.
Yep. It's like a Skype. You see that the caller is Retton Jorn, the investigative intelligence commander that you spoke with earlier. From what you can see in the call, Garen does not appear to be in frame.
Good.
Mm-hmm. It's like, I see that you're returning. I assume that you have good news.
Oh.
Yes. It's Honda. Like, Jaxa, bring the head.
Right away.
The head. The head.
I get back into the vision and I like have this head like in between my hands like a sales assistant, like check this out.
It's like,
this is an alien.
Let me see that, and he sort of leans in a bit closer to the comm display. I'm guessing, do you also sort of just like push it up to the
It's got this weird expression, like post-mortem, like weird expression on the alien. Mm-hmm. Like its tongue's just sticking out. Like,
he says, no, it can't be. Eltex, Jisfara?
Oh, so that's what they're called? Eltex.
Mm.
I like...
he's very careful with what he explains to you, but he does say that they're called Eltex. But they're very uncommon. They're sort of more. Let me just get the right terminology for you. They're not exactly common to this part of space. They're more spinward, sort of more towards sort of the Saxi system, which you guys were originally headed for, sort of in that area. So to see one this far out in Iterati is very, very sort of concerning. To say the least.
Wonder why they came to Iterati.
And we found two.
Well, he explains to you that he'll have to do a full investigation, assuming there is still some evidence left over and you didn't take it all.
There's plenty.
It's just one without a head. Sure.
Yeah.
Scout base is entirely secure. There is one drone in the control tower, though.
All right. He says that he'll make the proper sort of checks to sort of assess that. But then he says, good work. I think we can come to a mutual arrangement. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't ever seen you before, and we'll leave it at that.
Cheers.
He sort of just disconnects the session.
Yep.
You do a sort of a, I guess you can do sort of a bit of a search just on high and dry to see what sort of what history comes up in the sort of computer system.
Yep.
Eldex. Are you actually searching Eldex?
Yeah. Right, also searching if our path has been cleared, that we're not going to be pursued.
Well, you look sort of for any outstanding warrants under high and dry, but you don't see any information currently listed.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. That seems good. Yeah. Well.
Under LTEX, it gives you some very basic information explaining, you know, sort of 2 meters tall, possess strong psionic emotional abilities, sort of most commonly located sort of spinwood regions in the Urnian and Raiden subsectors, which are sort of spinwood of you guys, which is more towards the west if you look on the galactic map. But that's sort of all the known data on them at the moment.